Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the irascible and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
The harassable?
No, irascible. Not
What's
harassable.
That mean?
It's like irascible. It's like you're, how do you describe it? Like, irascible is like you're...
Are you looking it up? I saw your computer flash on.
I am looking it up now because now I'm afraid, put on the spot, that I'm going to give the wrong definition. Having or showing a tendency to be easily angered. But it's like usually in a funny context. Like,
I see where
we're at. Irascible is like usually a fun...
You made it sound so lovely. Then you're like, okay, let me look up the definition.
Better than harassable. Bitch. That's what it means.
this angry gay bitch, Ronnie Karam, everybody.
No, you know, like they usually will say it for certain comedians.
It's correct, though.
Like the irascible, like George Carlin.
I'm kicking a true adjective out of bed. I love a true adjective. Well, hi, everybody. Hi, Ben. How you doing today?
Hi.
We're both kind of in earth tony, flesh colored tones. Are you in gray or like a cream?
I'm in gray, but what you can't see is I'm also in a Wawa t-shirt.
Oh, hell yes. Some of the best TikTok fights happen in a Wawa, babe.
That's correct.
A Wawa fight.
Well, we're going to go from the Wawa to the Med because it's Below Deck Med Day. Before we get into that, thanks to everyone who came to Crappy Hour last night. It was a real fun one, as usual. So thanks to everyone who tuned in. We do that every other week. So join us. And then we alternate that with Amazon Live, which will be coming up next week. Always doing something live on Mondays. We're also really excited. Yeah. Next week is BravoCon, and we're going to have a meetup. So come meet up with us.
Do we have a location? Sure don't. Do we have an idea? Sure don't. If anyone has a location in Vegas on the strip you want to give us for a meetup, we're in. Let's do it.
We've been trying to set something up, and we have a team that is trying to get stuff going, but guess what? It's not easy. So
we might just be meeting outside of a hotel and being like, hey, party in the parking
Grand Lux Hotel, Grand Lux Cafe, everyone. Who knows where it's going to be?
It's a typical Crappens event for sure.
Yeah. Tentatively, we are aiming for Saturday at 10 o'clock, but that's subject to change. It may go to Friday, but right now we're aiming for Saturday at 10. So mark your BravoCon calendars.
Yeah, we'll announce it on Instagram or something. So just check our socials. Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh, also, Sunday night, guess what? They're switching it up on Bravo. They are going to have Potomac, but they are also going to show the last episode of Wife Swap. So it's going to be a little bit different schedule this coming week. So everybody be prepared. Don't miss Wife Swap. It's the Wendy episode.
It's so funny because, you know, Wife Swap premieres and the Wendy's news breaks. They have to push the premiere. The sensibility is like, oh, well, it's sort of in poor taste to air this Wendy episode, which was supposed to be the premiere. It's a little bit in poor taste to just exploit this situation. She just got arrested. It's like, wow, Bravo is going to be a little respectful. Hey, guess what? Now we're going to put it right after Potomac. So that way everyone who watches Potomac can see Wendy's death. I'm like, like they're totally exploiting it. Totally getting as much Wendy mileage as they can by putting it right after Potomac.
Well, yeah. I mean, they should have done it the first week. Now it's not the time to get moralistic, Bravo. You haven't done it yet. Why start now? Okay, get out of here. Show it to me when I need it. I need it in my veins that week.
Well, tonight will be the one that I think we're all looking forward to the most. I mean, everyone who's having a viewing party to see the Emily Simpson wife swap. Okay, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you invited the neighborhood to gather around to watch Emily Simpson, because I know that's going to be exciting for everyone.
I watched it already.
Was it good?
Yeah, well, the pig is the star. There's a pig in this one, and it's the star. And Emily's like, why is the pig always eating my purse? Because you carry sandwiches in there. Why do you think? It's one of the those where you just...
The pig's linking stories to social media. I've had it. It's talking bad. It's putting my family in a bad position. The pig is talking to people about my children.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay, but today, guess what we're here for? Below Deck Mediterranean, right?
Dun, dun, big day on
Below Deck Med. Big day, huge day. People get really upset because they don't have enough minerals on their plates. Dun, oh, dun, dun.
Mineral. So, Josh has just, he's just stormed off the boat, which is funny because this episode is called The Tempest. Talk about a tempest in a teapot. More like a tempest on a boat that... Then the tempest goes off the boat for a little bit, then comes back, and it's just a gentle cloud. So that's what Josh is doing.
He's storming off.
He's storming off because he's steaming mad about the vegan situation.
Yeah, he's super mad about it. We all knew he was crazy when he was like, oh, I meditate, and I was at an ashram, and oh, I love using human feces to grow vegetables. I was like, you're a serial killer. And he's a clown. No way. And he's a clown that travels with clown makeup to do chef work. I mean, that's an insane person. Never trust him. And a thin mustache. He's got like a Simpsons. You know the guy on the Simpsons with a mustache? It's like a Simpsons. Not Snurdly or whatever his name is. But the it's like one who looks like he's been to prison a lot. And he just has that real thin, barely filled in mustache. Never trust those people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He really should. He should just join a posse. A posse of insane clowns. What would they call that?
Geez.
I don't know.
God.
You set it up. So, you said insane. You said he was like an insane clown. I was like, how did you not add the third word there?
Come because on their music isn't harmonious to my lifestyle, the insane clown.
But they sing about
that. Okay? I don't want to hear a bunch of...
You're offending the Juggalo community. I want to hear that. Now.
Whatever happened to Stormy Weather, you know what I mean?
Whatever happened to Stormy Daniels?
I think she won her case, didn't she? She got a lot of money and then got that lawyer thrown in jail. So she won a lot of money and then the lawyers stole a lot of money from her and then he went to jail. Isn't that what happened to Stormy Daniels?
I don't know, but quite frankly, I'm shocked that Bravo hasn't had her as a Below Deck guest yet because she seems really like the type.
Oh my God. Do you know who that would make really jealous is Captain Sandy's wife. She's like, BB. Sorry, I gotta go. I'm watching my favorite show, Stormy. Wait a minute, I thought your favorite show was Wind, baby.
So
he storms off the boat. The guests are actually at the table sticking up for Josh. They're like, oh, shut up about your minerals, okay? He's doing a good job. And that guy's like, there is literally nothing healthy in front of me. And then we cut to see what's in front of him, and it's all cooked vegetables and glorious healthy stuff. This guy's just an asshole. And someone pointed out in the comments that he's carrying a leather Louis Vuitton bag, which is really hilarious too.
With his vegan amazing. Ass,
yeah,
that's truly amazing. This guy's an idiot, which, by the way, I'm just going to do this really quickly one more time. As long as we're talking about idiots, in case people haven't heard the Crappy Hour episode, the biggest idiot is actually me because I was the one who thought I'd found a smoking gun with Stacey's contract yesterday in the Potomac recap. I was like, look, it was signed 5/5/24. The season already aired. The season had legitimately not even aired yet. It didn't air until the fall. It had just started filming. The date was not a smoking gun at all. And I did a victory lap acting like I was Sherlock fucking Holmes.
I was
and I'm
there
just
with
a fucking
you.
Idiot. And I'm an idiot.
Well, you want me to add to it? First of all, I was there with you. I'll take the blame for that too. We're dummies. But then the second thing was then they were talking about a stripper. Like, cause Wendy was saying the only time she's been attracted to a woman was this bad stripper in DC with braces. But we read it. We were like, oh, she was a bad stripper. Why would you be attracted to a bad stripper?
No, I just meant,
like, you know that that means good, right? One of the comments was like, do you think Michael Jackson was really singing I'm bad like it was a confession, like I'm bad, you know it, I'm bad.
I interpreted the bad the correct way, but I just thought like it, I thought like it was more that she was still a janky stripper because she had braces. But I understood the bad part, but I still was like with you because I was like, what? Like, wow, this random ass like janky stripper with the braces.
Well, I should have, but sometimes then when you're going over your notes later, you don't remember.
This is like with the apple socks. Well, I'll never forget the apple socks incident where we talked for like 10 minutes about Ramona getting apple socks. I'm like, what is that? Is that some sort of like new device? And like, we did a whole bit. And then I think it was that just like a brand of socks. I don't even remember at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So Josh is upset. Okay. So one of the guests is like, you know what? Maybe Josh doesn't understand what you're trying to say because he's really good. And then this guy's just all pouting like, well, no one's standing up for me. So Josh is really frustrated, obviously. And he's just, you know, around the corner of the boat being like, fuck off, fuck off. So we find out a little bit about this psycho. He's like, yeah, back in Michelin star restaurants, I used to have a breaking point. I had the nickname. It was the Rottweiler in the kitchen. Cause when I snapped. And I remember like grabbing a chef by his neck and like putting his head into a recipe pack. But you know, it's the old Josh. New Josh goes to ashrams and loves human shit on vegetables. So you're still an old psycho. And didn't he tell a story? Wasn't he the one who told a story of a chef that he was working with, like shoving his face into an iron or something?
Yeah. Last week he was like, I remember one time getting my face shoved in, and then now he's proudly declaring how he shoved someone's face into a recipe pack, whatever that is. Yeah. So I'm like, you are a monster, and you're sitting here telling this like with like a laugh on your face, like, isn't this crazy that what we do? I'm like, no, you're a lunatic. That's totally unacceptable behavior. You're cooking food. Why are you acting like you're in the trenches of like Afghanistan right now? Like, please.
Like you were asked to like make saute a corn on
your
a cob.
Green beans and move on with your life.
Oh yeah, fucking bake a fucking like roast a red bell pepper. You know what I mean? Like,
which I did last night, by the way. And I did not have to slam anyone's face into any sort of thing on the counter.
Crazy. And he's like, I'm not gonna let Carlos affect me. He's needing the primary. Okay, I'm back. He just honks his nose. And so he goes back, and Joe is now eating all the leftovers in the kitchen. He's just walking around eating everything. The second the chef leaves, these people walk into the kitchen and just start eating shit off the counter.
Yeah, they're like birds. Birds at like in an outdoor restaurant. The moment you step away, those birds are on your plate, pecking away. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. So he asks Josh, he gives Josh a hug and he's like, oh man, his mouth is all full. It's like, want a finger up your asshole? And then I'll never forget that about Joe. I don't know why that's the only thing I remember about Joe, is talking about how he wanted somebody to finger his butt. So then we cut to the guests. They're talking about their excursion. They had a great time. And they're like, it was awesome. What a great excursion. And guess who's mad? Vegan Carlos. Fucking Carlos. Asshole Carlos, who can't be happy about one goddamn thing.
The plus one, he goes, you know, they dropped us off in an undesirable neighborhood, but they, you know, they hosted an Olympics here. So I know there's something amazing here. They're just not showing it to us. Are you saying you came to Barcelona and we're hoping to see like the stadium from 1992, like a 30-year-old stadium where you have like buildings that are like hundreds of years old, like Art Nouveau, Gaudi, all this beautiful stuff. And he's like, ew, gross. Show me the. The swimming pool, the Olympic swimming pool. I want to see a diving board. I mean, this guy's a total idiot. He's an imbecile, nouveau riche idiot who I'm not even sure if he's nouveau riche. I think he's just nouveau. And then I think he just was like brought along. And I think the sweet lady who is like the primary is probably footing the bill for him. And he's acting like he, you know, is at the main table at King's Landing or whatever.
Like, oh yeah, that was real fancy.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, this guy's a little asshole. And also, can I just tell you, the Olympics are not held in the nicest neighborhoods anyway, so I don't know what you're talking about. The Olympics are also like, where can we trash, you know? What's a part of town we can just absolutely just trash, you know? Let's put it in fucking, you know, the end of Queens or whatever. Like, Forest but like also like the US Open. End of Queens. Isn't that where they had it in New York? Flushing. Wasn't it out there?
Flushing Meadows. We saw the excursion and they literally were in the most scenic, beautiful section. They're just like walking around adorable streets. And he's like, ew, gross. I'm like, where are you? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Is there a neighborhood where the buildings aren't so old?
Oh,
he's tacky. I'm actually embarrassed for Carlos because he's really trying to be fancy and he just looks so tacky, you know. And they're even the other guests are making fun of him now. They're like, you're ridiculous. Like, no one is co-signing it.
And in fact, I actually think that these people are probably much nicer and more giving than they are being presented. But because he's such a bitch, production's like, let's lead with that these are all like angry, like picky people. And then Carlos is kind of like the most of that, you know, because then, you know, in the end, they actually wind up being like lovely and they have like
best
a very
tempers of all time, probably
best tempers of all time. So yeah. I kind of think that they were like more generous than they were presented, but that the story was that Carlos was being obnoxious and like, you can't have the story of them being generous and Carlos being obnoxious. Like, it's more fun.
Well, he's the one that seems like the asshole. I mean, they did have the couple ladies last time who went and ordered, you know, they're like, what kind of food do we want? How about pizza, pasta, fish, elephant? Like, they named 30 things. But they weren't mean. Like, they seemed pretty nice. The only one who's an asshole is Carlos. And we all know that person who is in our circle or our family, who every time you go somewhere, they are just the asshole to the waiter. They're rude about everything. And everyone else has to just sit there, because if you're like, stop being rude, then you look like you're not being on the team of your family member or whatever. And yeah. I think that that's what everybody is victim to in this, like victim to Carlos. Carlos's attitude, where it's like, OK, well, let's just be polite and let Carlos do his thing. It doesn't mean we're assholes. But, you know, when you're around an asshole and you let them be an asshole, you're kind of an asshole, too. That's just how it is.
That's how it is. Whoa, get your Apple socks.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we're just like more eating, etc. And Aisha and V are talking about the schedule, and you know, V is going to be on breakfast, but you know, V is going to be still doing double duty and everything. And we cut to a guest, and everyone's just basically like, I'm going to bed. Everyone's depressed by the meal, or at least Carlos took it out of them, so they all go to bed.
They can't enjoy everything because fucking Carlos is there, so they're like, bye.
Yeah, he's like ruining everything. And then Joe and Kizzy are being flirty while they like help like clearing the table and stuff, and Joe's like, oh, Kizzy is like the next level of flirt, and she's like, the way that I act and the stuff that I say, I should not have a boyfriend.
Oh, like, god, you guys, both of
you.
Annoying.
With the lies you tell each other, it's to yourself. It's just like, that's enough already.
There's no crime in just wanting to fuck somebody on a boat. Just go fuck him and stop acting like you're in the middle of some rom-com, Kizzy. Yeah. Like, Jesus, you've dated the guy 2 months, okay? It's not, you're not in a real relationship for 2 months. Fuck whoever you want. Be quiet.
Mm-hmm. And then Joe's like, I think I've got a stronger relationship with my underwear than Kizzy's had with her boyfriend. It's like, okay, all right. I don't know if you have a good relationship with your underwear, since it seems like you're always fucking people. So I think it's always coming off.
Oh, wow. Putting that in the Trace Amigas show.
He's entered that part of manhood where you start losing your hair and you're just getting everything you can, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right before it goes, you know? And as a man who's lost his hair, I get it. You know, you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm going to lose my hair. My penis is never going to work. No one's ever going to fuck me again. And then you lose your hair. And then you find people who have like Daddy Warbucks fetishes. And then, you know, they're out there too. It's okay. But he doesn't have another bald person there telling him that. So he's just grabbing onto whatever lifeboats he sees, you know? And every time he gets a boner, one little more follicle falls out and just drifts across the camera, like the feather in a Forrest Gump. It's just drifting away. Yeah. So Kizzy, of course, actually, guys, calls Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me? So she calls Tommy. And he's like, hello. But he won't be home for 45 minutes. So she's going to have to wait. Guys, cannot wait to see what happens.
Well, we ain't be able to wait. Well, it's the next morning. We'll never know how that 45 minutes went, because now we skip all the way to 6 a.m. Josh is in the kitchen and he's muttering to himself, fucking Carlos, because he knows that Carlos is going to make his life hell again today. And Aisha is talking to him like, so what are you going to make this morning? And he's like, well, I'm going to throw a lot of things around for Carlos, just hitting preferences and things like that. And then Captain Sandy is looking outside and she goes, you know what? Let me tell you something, America. Let me give you what I see. Right now it looks calm out there. Quiet as can be. Sort of like Norma's dating queue. Just, you could hear a pin drop. So I think we got to get off the dock. This is our only chance to give these clients the experience that they paid for.
Gosh, guys, I look out there, it's just so calm. The water is like Norma's DMs. There's no one in them. Time to get out there and have a good time. So we see the credits rolling on her favorite show, Wind, on the screen. She's like, ah, Wind is dying down. That was a great season. All right, let's get to it. So Nathan is bossing people around, and then V has to pull some lines, and V's like, oh my God, I really don't want to disappoint Nathan with this first time talking, but it's like my first shot of a trial on the deck team, and there's like no room for fuck up. Put my trauma to the side. Guys, I'm gonna throw a rope.
Guess what, guys? She throws the rope, and she's good. She's doing a good job at roping things, etc. Mm-hmm. And so Joe's like, you did a good job. And she's like, I'm part of the deck team now. We did it, Joe. We did it. And Nathan's like, she's done absolutely fantastic. So then Max is like, oh, the Queen Victoria just arrived on the deck. And like, you should have been the audience. It's like your latest, you know. He's already like an afterthought. Like, no one cares about Max anymore. His storyline for the season is done. Now he's sad.
Yeah. And Joe's like, well, what she's doing right now, if she carries on throughout the season with us, she's going to be the best deckhand anyone could ever ask for. So then we go to Aisha outside, and she's cheering for her. Everyone's like, oh my God, yes, me, you're doing it. And Sandy is looking at her through a pair of binoculars. She's like, oh my God, let me tell you what I see. Some pores, both figuratively and literally. Okay. Well, didn't need these binoculars after all. She's not that far away.
Whoa, hey, I didn't realize that Bravo changed the schedule of not just Wife Swap, but Wind. Apparently there's a whole other episode starting up right now. Oh my God, I gotta clear my afternoon. A new episode of Wind is starting up.
What'd they split the season in two? What is this, Stranger Things?
Is it Super Size? Oh, looks my God.
Bumpy out there. Guys, bumpy. So it's just like, oh, she looks more natural doing deck work than stew work. What are we going to do? Set her free into the wild.
So Max is talking about talking to V about the pros and cons of being outside versus inside. And he's like, yeah, you know, outside is so nice because it's like fucking adventure out here. You know, the unknown. It could be a dolphin coming here or a boat. Or, you know, it could be so many things, but you are like in the galley and you're just like in the pantry. You don't know what's going to happen. Like if you're in pantry, you don't even see jellyfish going by that you can pet. You know, you miss all the fun.
You don't even see the eye patches for freeing the ocean. They call them jellyfish, huh? So then V's like, yeah, I love being outside because like outside's like amazing. Like I love outside, but it traumatizes me. He's like, oh, so then Aisha is calling Nathan, and she only needs V during breakfast and dinner, but he can have her the rest of the time. And she's saying, you know, it's good to test V, and she's going to do great with just Kizzy. She's like, famous last words, am I right?
So everyone, the crew's doing crew stuff. People are getting into their different uniforms. Josh is pulling a quiche out of the oven. Kizzy is ironing. The guests are still in bed, and finally people are waking up. And then Nathan asks if he wants to watch some Anchor stuff. And she's like, fuck yeah, I want to watch some Anchor stuff. I didn't come out to the deck to not watch the Anchors. Am I right? Am I right? Hey, is this a new show? Because I'm ready to watch some Anchors.
Guys, let's get some toys in the water, okay? So now let's see, you know, just everyone's working, ironing, you know, LaDonna's going on a jet ski. I've never seen someone enjoy a jet ski as much as LaDonna did. That was pretty cute.
She did enjoy it. She had a great time. LaDonna, I feel like LaDonna's like great, and she's just buried under all the awful Carlos coverage in this. In
yeah,
this,
the jet ski's like puttering along. It's going like, really so much like, yeah, just screaming. So funny.
V does a knot, and it's very exciting. She does a knot, and Joe doesn't even know how to do the knot. So it's like, whoa, V knows a knot. And V's like, I'm so good at tying knots because when Bon was my instructor and teaching me everything he knew about boats, this man was like, he was like cutthroat. He was like a veteran. He was deployed to Afghanistan, and he was not playing around. And she basically talks about how she learned knots from her ex. So yeah, she can do knots really well, guys.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, I can tie a knot in an ice storm with my eyes closed. Yeah. And I can like tie a bowline in an ice storm with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Sounds useful next time you're sailing a yacht in an ice storm.
So people finally wake up and going to get ready for breakfast. Aisha's telling people them about like what breakfast is, et cetera. And then Carlos is like, yeah, I'm ready for that. Not eating nothing fake, just putting straight freshness in my body. That's what I want. And she's like, okay.
They've served you nothing but fresh food. What are you talking about? He's acting like they've served him nothing but fruit roll-ups and Snickers bars. Sir.
This is someone who became a vegan because it was trendy. This is someone who definitely saw it on TikTok and is like, I want to have like nothing fake in my body. I don't think this is someone who became a vegan for any ethical reason or for any dietary reason. I think this is someone who did it purely to be trendy and now is like really upset that they're trying to be like a vegan influencer somewhere. And now
I think it's a straight up control thing. It's people who don't have control in their lives and they feel like powerless. And so they come up with, and it's not just veganism, it's anything. It's like any kind of extreme dietary thing that they can put other people through shit. Because obviously there are vegans who do it for the right reasons. And there are people who are really gluten free. Like they have to be gluten free because of celiac and stuff like that. And then there are people who are just like, they want to be that person at the restaurant who's like, was this prepared on a different counter than everything else? Because I need my own counter for this to be. And you're never going to convince me that those people don't exist. And he's one of them. You know, he's just like, oh, it's not good enough. I'm the only person here who's important enough for minerals, and I'm going to make a stink about it wherever the fuck I go.
You know what? A wise person once said, I love control. And that wise person is the new Sky Rizzy jingle. That's what we learned. That's not a crap
you heard about last night. Yeah.
He's basically a new Sky Rizzy jingle, which by the way, will never be as good as the original one. Let's be honest.
And you know what? I would like to, if I was serving Carlos breakfast, I would say, Carlos, I have one piece of sage advice for you. And he'd be like, Sage, that's not fresh. And I'd be like, it actually is. It's a plant.
Don't smudge me.
What I'll say to you is nothing is everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing is everything.
Enjoy your sage cashew cheese.
There's a Reddit thread. And the Reddit thread says, Sky Rizzy, control is now everything. That's the headline. And then it says, first the song was nothing is everything. Now it's control is everything. So which is it? I love someone being flustered and irascible and going to the internet being like, I've had enough. Is it nothing is everything or is it control is everything? What am I supposed to do when I see the commercial?
You know what that is, though? It's a good point. That's a good point, and it's a good question. What the fuck are you trying to do, Sky Rizzy? Make up your mind. They're like, we don't have to. We have Crohn's. We can say whatever we want. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, attack a person with Crohn's? Yes, your songs don't make sense. You can't tell me in 1 second nothing is everything and then be like, oh, control is everything. And also, are you like an abuser? Like, I'm not going to be in a relationship with Sky Rizzy. They don't sound healthy. They don't sound like a healthy person.
Yeah, there's a big discussion because it's like someone says, I thought Sky Rizzy was for plaque psoriasis. Now it's for Crohn's. And someone else is like, maybe it's a 2-for-1 thing. And then someone says, I thought nothing was everything. It's a Zen Koan grasshopper. And then someone goes, for us, it's $80,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh. Cheese and crackers.
Wow.
Crazy. So
Sky Rizzy's Reddit is a real interesting thing.
Yeah, you never know where the internet's going to take you.
My chair needs some Sky Rizzy.
Okay, so now we go to the kitchen. There's a lot of food ready to go out. And Josh is like, oh, my God, I'm absolutely getting cracked in the ass. And now it's time for everybody to get up and go to breakfast. So we get soft apricots, guacamole, lobster quiche, beaten mango salad with pomegranate, and homemade hash browns. They love the quiche.
Love a quiche.
And then someone's like, so vegans, how are you liking your breakfast? Which is a good question to ask Carlos.
I know. He likes the melon. And he seems to be like pretty chill. I think he's actually so hungry at this point that he just doesn't have it in him to complain anymore. He just has melon and he's going to be happy.
I think someone probably told him, stop being an asshole. You're not even paying for this. Stop being rude to LaDonna.
Maybe that's what it was too. I hope that's what happened.
Because I think he's better today.
Yeah, he's a little bit better. So the toys, oh my God. Just after they put all the toys out, now they're all getting blown around because no one knew that this episode of Wind was happening. they changed the schedule and now all the toys are out. We got all our toys out for a whole different, we were all ready for an episode of toys. And it turns out it's an episode of Wind Happening. And now it's a real clusterfuck on the schedule.
Speaking of toys, I went to Disneyland and I went on something that had some of the toys characters. Buzz Lightyear has got to have bad knees. That's it.
Mm.
That's all I got. But I was like, God, that guy does not look healthy. He's like, well, I'm a big action star. I'm like, your body is gigantic and you have these tiny little legs. You've got like tiny little Sutton legs. He's got to have terrible knees. I feel bad for him. And he looks like possibly he's got hemorrhoids as well.
Even in a Disney animatronic,
he doesn't look healthy. I'm just pointing it out. Like, someone help Buzz.
I'm so glad you brought this up because it occurred to me that my favorite part of Sunday's Potomac episode, we didn't even mention in our recap, and I'm only remembering it right now, which is that when the women were at the Alexander Hamilton house, Wendy is like looking at a statue and she's like, oh yeah, well, this is a important thing. It's because something said infinity. She goes, yeah, well, you know, it's infinity and beyond, right? And Stacy puts her hand on Wendy's arm and goes, no, that's Buzz Lightyear. That's Buzz Lightyear. I rewound that 3 times and I cannot believe we forgot to mention that on the recap. It was so just the way that Stacy sort of like kindly just put her hand on Wendy's shoulder. Like she was like a, like Wendy was some like old baddie lady who had lost her mind. Like, no, 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 that's not from American history. That's just a quote from Disney.
You're an academic.
That's Buzz Lightyear.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Kizzy goes to V and she's like, wow, guess what? I taught Joe how to do a knot. Yeah, I can do like a bow line in my sleep. I learned it from Bone. Yeah, I learned it from him. He was in Afghanistan before the drama. But yeah, yeah. He was really good. You know, in that Afghanistan war, tying knots. He was so good. Yeah. He got a Purple Heart for that.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. He was actually a paratrooper. And whenever he would arrive into base from a plane from the sky, they'd be like, oh, God, look, there's knots up there. Oh, whoop. Hey, everyone, get out of the way. Knots landing. Thank you.
Somewhere the Insane Clown Posse laughed at that one.
Now the Insane Clown Posse joke seems much better, huh? Much better. You just have to do a worse joke later.
And then God, it sweeps week. Wind just went up to 17 knots. Holy moly, guacamole. Wow, where did that wind come from? Jeez, this is
guacamole.
Crazy.
Is that vegan guacamole? Oh, it's an expression, Carlos. Sorry, it's my scene now.
Oh, guys, we got to get all the toys in, okay? I'm going to need Victoria. Get Victoria in here. She knows not. She learned him in Afghanistan. And he's just like, all right, no problem, Kizzy. Get out there, no lady. Yeah. We need to get that slide up before it rips. God, you know what? Some of these days, I really regret putting out all the toys for no reason at every moment of the day. Jesus.
I know. All right. Well, it's getting so windy here that we have to call her Victoria, not V. Okay. Calm waters are for V. But stormy weather, that's Victoria. Get Victoria out here right now. So yeah. They start doing this and it's like
28 knots. Holy crap. That's like a rom-com horror movie with Sandra Bullock. We're all going to die.
Knots later. Well, she does have that. What was the name of that movie she did with Ben Affleck that had a weather name in it? It was like Storm. When it storms.
I don't know. Bird Brain was my favorite. What was that one called?
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Bird Brain.
I love Bird Box.
Forces of nature is Ben Affleck and Sandra Bullock. So she is kind of like here with us right now because there's a force of nature and it's pulling the tender away. Oh no, the line to the tender just snapped. Wow. I probably should get mad at someone for tying a bad line on that tender, but it doesn't work with the overall storyline. So we'll ignore that part.
God, Sandra Bullock is always with us. She's not even dead yet. And she's still always in my heart. I think of her every day.
I wonder what Sandra Bullock's
doing right now.
Love her. With us when we're awake and she's with us while you were sleeping.
Okay. All right. Eyebrows. Peter Gallagher. That's the only thing I can think of with that movie says eyebrows. Okay. So things are blowing. It's windy. White caps. Get the toys in. It's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. God, I love that banana until it comes time to win. That banana could be a missile to someone's head. Don't let the banana kill the Donna.
Hey, is a painting crew coming here to fix this boat? Because all I see are white caps. Get the toys in here right now. Come on.
What, is this the casting department for Below Deck? Because all I can see around here are white caps.
What is this? Carl Radke's new teeth? Because all I can see are white caps.
Now a rope is snapping and, you know, it's mayhem out there. Everyone's dying. There are people dying. The vegan flies away into a tornado. He's gone. Then it brings him back. Literally... It's like, we don't want him. We've never sucked somebody into this tornado that complained about there not being enough minerals. Take him back. And it's fake Louis Vuitton, too.
The NBCU synergy with Wicked is really out of control. They're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Let's have an activation on Below Deck Med. Can we get a tornado on Below Deck Med? I think that'd be really great. And then Cynthia Erivo can come out of the tornado and she could sing on the boat and then go back in and she could take a vegan with her, maybe. I don't know. What do you guys?
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's drop a boat on Hannah.
Something has changed within me. It's the new schedule for Wind, actually. Yeah, that's what's changed.
So it's mayhem out there. Everybody's dying. People are jumping overboard. Kathy Bates is just driving by in a little lifeboat. Like, oh, I wish I could save them all, but I can't.
Helen Hunt she's on a little speedboat. She's throwing Pepsi cans into the tornado.
Ow. Hey, had this Pepsi can get on the teak.
Bill Pullman comes by. It's like, I think I'm in this movie. I honestly can't even remember anymore. Honestly,
no, know. No, you're in While You Were Sleeping. We need the ghost of Bill Paxton for the Twister reference. Thank you.
So now, let's see. People are running for ropes and Max is on the radio. He's like, I've got to jump. I must risk my life for this boat. Take it easy. Don't hurt yourselves. Okay. That's 27 knots of wind. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, they're like, oh, my God, the tender is floating away. The tender is, oh, my God, it's made it to Morocco. It's so far away. But then, like, Max just jumps on it from, like, the deck. It's, like, right there. It's like, oh, it didn't really float that far away. It floated, like, a foot. I mean, I think Christian went farther than the boat, than the tender did.
Yeah. So the guests are kind of laughing because it is funny, I think, when you're inside and you just watch, like, poor people flying around, almost dying. To get a blow up boat, you know? So he's like, oh, the clips on the line are broke. And one of the guests is like, yeah, you know what? You guys, you should have seen that. The guy saved it. He saved it. And Captain Sandy's like, well, that's Max, though. That's what he does. He's a saver of things. God.
Yeah.
Love that banana.
He's great. He's really
love
great.
That you little know, Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean is very unpredictable. Sometimes you order hummus and then you get olives instead. You never know what you're going to get in the Mediterranean.
All right, we're going to head back. It can be dangerous out here. So they are going to head back. And then the guest is asking V if she's okay. She's like, yeah, it's a little rough, but I was born for this. I'm on the exterior.
So a guest says, the water's going to win. And then another guest goes, no, she's winning. That was impressive. And then someone else goes, yeah, she's winning now. And then someone else is like, who are we talking about? I don't know. But she's winning.
The girl throwing a rope down is an anchor. The girl throwing the iron down is an anchor. It's like, yeah, she's doing great. So now everybody's back on the boat. Everything's fine. And Captain's like, deck crew, crisis averted. We're going to head back. Good job, guys. That was not easy to be out there, probably. You know what it was easy? Watching it. It was easy watching it. God, that filled me with joy. That was a good one. Anybody love Sandra Bullock? I'm thinking about her right now. I don't know why. Hope she's okay. Okay.
You guys ever think that maybe Sandra Bullock will be Dorothy in the Wicked sequel? God, that would work so well. Let's write a letter. Let's get a campaign going. I like that idea. You guys like that idea? No? Okay.
So now, let's see. So Aisha is talking to Kizzy about how V is on deck now. So laundry's fucked. So Kizzy has to do it. She's like, So now it's time for them to do stuff. The guests go to their rooms, and one of the guests is really annoyed, I guess, because they can't, they just can't, they can't win do on this charter. You know, they can't.
I think
win.
Some of them may be a little seasick too, and so they're just like in their rooms being sad.
Yeah, which is fair, I think.
I think that's totally fair. Like, I think like I would be totally happy being in my room on the yacht. I'd be on my laptop. I'd be on a bed. I'd be like writing a Substack. I'd be like, this is great. I'm like, that's my happy place.
Yeah. But you know, $50,000 a day or whatever the hell they pay is not great. So now Nathan's like, all right, Kizzy, you're ready to keep it going because you've been doing so well. So I'm going to have you throw this line over there and you can do it, Kizzy. Everybody believes in you. You just won the Purple Heart. Oh, God, we're filming this. Captain Sandy, you got the binoculars on. All right, let's film this. Let's get it ready. Ready for posterity. Go, 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 V. Throw that line. And then she kind of misses
it. Throw the line onto that Barcelona 1992 Olympic statue. You can do it. She does it. She does it, but she does it badly. So she's like so embarrassed, but whatever. She's like really good. And Nathan's really happy about it. And he's like, I'll take V any day, but working part-time over Christian and Tessa, working full-time. Remember those two ding dongs. And we see a clip of them being totally inept, trying to pull something out of the water. So, V is basically like, whose decision is it? If I stay, can I stay? Can I stay in the exterior? I love the exterior. So Nathan's going to talk to the captain about it, but now it's time for V to go get into her blacks. Cause it's time for dinner service. So she's going to get into blacks and Captain Sandy's watching and she's like, wow, Victoria, I'm impressed. Yeah, I'm still going to use the full word. And she's just so good.
So then the theme for tonight's dinner is high tea and Kizzy is going to direct this, you know, like do all the decorations and stuff. And she's like, so do you want it like Alice in Wonderland-y? That's not high tea. That's crazy tea.
Not. That's crazy tea. And on top of, and you're Kizzy, you're British. Also, I didn't pick up any sort of Alice in Wonderland theme from any of the guests. Like they just were. Also, by the way, why are you having high tea as your theme for dinner? That doesn't make any sense at all. Why don't you just have high tea? You literally can just have high tea.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So then Joe and V eat together and it's flirting time, everybody. So he's like, do you like the restaurant? It's got good ambience, hasn't it? She's like, yeah, we should light a candle and be romantic. I really like the way that the edges of your teeth touch every time you smile. He's like, you do? That's just the romance taking over dinner.
Nathan walks by and is like, oh, look, romance is blooming. He's like, no, it's just a date. It's just talking over dinner. And Nathan's like, I know, it's just a date, just a date. So then Aisha's talking about dinner plans and Josh is going to make three proteins, three salads, mushrooms, fries, and bread. So I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be enough minerals and healthy content in there for Carlos, but fingers crossed.
I mean, look, just to go on Carlos's side for a second, because I'm a bitch like that. The guy said he doesn't want salads. So you're making three salads. And also you tried serving him mushrooms last time and he said that wasn't vegetable-y enough for him. So you're serving him mushrooms again and fries and bread, which aren't going to be considered healthy. So I don't know if he's going to get away with this. Also, isn't this supposed to be high tea?
That's why I said, what sort of theme is high tea for dinner? And also, shouldn't it be afternoon tea? Because I learned that afternoon tea is the posh one. High tea is where like the workers just stop and have tea at a high table. Didn't we learn that last year in Britain somewhere? Like you actually want, like if you want to be posh, you want to say afternoon tea. So this is all messed up.
Girl, I wasn't paying attention. Here's what I thought of when we were having tea in Britain. This shit is so expensive. Tea is $20? Are you fucking kidding me?
But it came with tiny finger sandwiches, Ronnie. Hello. But I will say, okay, no. I think that you make a good point about the salads and mushrooms. But I'm going to go the other way, which is that I think salad is a broad thing. I don't think a salad necessarily means it's a big
lettuce,
leafy salad. It could just be like garbanzo beans with like roasted cauliflower and all sorts of interesting stuff. So I don't know, but I am surprised that he went for mushrooms again. But also, what kind of vegan doesn't like mushrooms? I feel like mushrooms are just like, first of all, I love mushrooms, but I feel like if you're a vegan, you kind of have to then like adopt mushrooms into your life. I'm sorry. Like you just have to. Right.
Yeah.
It's like they're such a big part of it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. Not everybody likes them. I love them. You know, they're very meaty. You can make them just taste so good. But you know what? I can't feed the man. So Aisha's worried about the charter. She's like, I can just tell they're not happy at all. Like, they're just hiding in their rooms right now. And so we see the guests who, I guess, don't know their mics are on. Chandra's like, are you feeling sorry for me? And he's like, no, I'm feeling sorry for we. Okay? This sucks for everybody.
And Aisha's like, we have to do something to make them forget how terribly this has gone so far. So Aisha mentions to Kizzy that the guests want to have a group dance on the sky deck led by the yacht crew. So they're going to come up with a dance routine, which is like very standard with high tea, is that you do high tea and have a dance routine afterwards. So they're going to do that to lift the moods of everyone.
So now Nathan and Joe, they're talking about V, like, who's V into? Nathan's like, she's into you. And he's like, I mean, I'm fond of both of them, aren't I? Yeah, but you'll tackle both of them, won't you? And he's like, no, honestly, I just don't want to do that. That's disgusting. And I'm a good man now. I'm a good man. Pick one. I'm going to pick one.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's changed. Totally changed. Joe's not gonna do the whole thing. Joe says, honestly, he says, well, I know that the crew thinks I'm a little bit of a player. I do honestly believe that I'm a good guy. But I just always end up in mad situations. You know, I've unintentionally hurt people in the past, and so I've got to choose. But I don't know what I'm going to do just yet. Like, okay, this little preamble is nice. This does not mean you're not a fuckboy. This is just the thing that you're saying to try to make us think you're not a fuckboy, but you're just a fuckboy, and you're going to do the whole thing all over again, and you're going to burden everyone with inane conversations about, like, so which one do I choose? I like them both. And in fact, he does it right now. He's like, honestly, V is a lovely girl, you know? Which I think when he says V is a lovely girl means that she's in second place to Kizzy, right? Because his first place would always be like, oh, I just want to do something nasty to her. But V is a lovely girl means that I think that he thinks of V as second place.
Yeah, I can't really tell with him. I think he's still like, which one is actually going to give me something and which one is just flirting with me? I think he's just willing to go really wherever, whatever store is open, he's going to walk into. He just wants to shop, you know?
Yeah. So Nathan tells him that V's fella died last year.
Oh, her fella died.
Yeah, last year her fella died. That's so sad. I understand. I'm just going to see how it goes. It's me fucking first charter.
So he is, I guess, he's like, oh shit, I can't like play with this girl's heart. Because she's probably still mourning, and that makes my job as a fuckboy much harder to do. So how do I go forward with this?
Yeah. So Max had a good day, but we're still not paying much attention to Max. And then Carlos is complaining that he doesn't get to go on the water because he's never gone on this type of yacht and not been able to go on the water. So change the weather. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Change the weather. And then Josh is just cooking. Kizzy wants Joe to help her with Spanish dancing. And she's like, oh my God, it's so simple. And then he basically just stands there and she twists all over him, throws her legs up and then does the splits. And he's like, okay, all right there. Growing up in Spain, I learned dancing from old women because they'd always pick me out and they'd go, you're dancing with me. Kind of the same way it's happening today. I've unintentionally hurt so many old women, but not anymore. I only fuck one old woman at a time on the dance floor.
I just love like this 8-year-old boy and some like 73-year-old lady's like, you kid, get over here. I'm going to show you some moves. So now he and Kizzy are working on a routine, and I'm just going to say I want to do a correction real quickly or a clarification about afternoon tea and high tea, which is that high tea. I was correct. Afternoon tea is the posh one, but high tea is an early evening meal. It's a working class meal eaten after a day's work. So high tea as a dinner theme could actually work, but you're basically having a like a working class meal of meat, cheese, fish, bread, potatoes, and vegetables. So I don't think that's exactly what they want.
Well, that's what they're getting though. High tea. He's making salads, potatoes, and whatever the other thing you said was, bread. So yeah, he's doing it.
Hey, everyone. This is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.